Ikaw ba'y guro ng math and science? Kung ganun, tara na at makinig sa programang tanging para sa'yo. Go Teacher Go! Tungkol sa mga bagong math and science teaching techniques, inain, hindi lang pang guro, pang estudyante pa. Go Teacher Go!
Magandang umaga po sa ating lahat, sa ating mga classmates at teachers na nanonood sa ating live streaming at nakikinig sa DZUP. Kayo po ngayon ay nakatutok sa Go Teacher Go sa una nitong episode ngayong season at sa panibago nitong time slot, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. po sa araw ng Webes. Yan, so ano nga ba ang Go Teacher Go o GTG? Ang Go Teacher Go ay isang programang sadyang inihandog ng UP NISMED para sa mga guro upang magbigay ng dagdag kaalaman at impormasyon para sa lalong ikabubuti ng pagtuturo ng science at mathematics sa elementary at sa high school. And once again, good morning from Go Teacher Go. So of course, hindi po ako nag-iisa sa programang ito. Makakasama ko pa rin po bilang co-host. Ayan, so babati po siya ng Happy New Year. Classmate Ralph, kamusta ka naman?
Ayun, Happy New Year, Classmate Renz, at magandang umaga sa lahat ng mga nakikinig at nanonood ng Go Teacher Go. It's nice to be back and welcome po sa panibagong season, Season 23.
Ayan, so nasa 23rd season na nga ang Go Teacher Go, no? So napakatagal na nating umeere, no? At para pag-usapan yung ating patagal na pag-ere, mamaya ay may familiar face na makikita ang ating mga classmates. And so, at alam mo ba, Classmate Ralph, to start this season, we have a very special episode. Kaya naman, i-share muna sa ating mga viewers at listeners ang title ng episode natin ngayon.
Tama ka dyan, Classmate Renz. You know what? We're off to new learning adventures. And today, no, we're traveling to Japan. Ang episode po natin ngayon ay pinamagatang Let's Study in Japan. Pero bago po tayo magsimula, no, kilalanin muna natin ang mga bisita ngayong araw. Una po nating makakasama ay isang researcher and advisor of the Japan Information and Culture Center or GICC of the Embassy of Japan. She is also in charge of the youth exchange and scholarship programs offered by the Japanese government. Classmates and teachers, let's all welcome Ms. Yuri Mukaigawa. Ma'am Yuri, good morning.
Morning, Classmate Renz, and good morning, Ralph, Classmate Ralph. Morning also to all the listeners and followers to Go Teacher Go. I'm happy to be here today. Thank you for allowing us to join you this morning.
All right. Good morning, Ma'am Yuri. Welcome to our program and thank you very much for joining us today. And of course, we also have with us the assistant of Ma'am Yuri. She is also one of the local staff of GICC who is also in charge of the scholarship and other youth exchange programs. Let us all welcome Ma'am Jenny De Jesus Okada. Ma'am Jenny, magandang umaga po sa inyo.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Magandang umaga sa mga listeners and followers ng GTG. Thank you for having us here.
All right, welcome po, no? And of course, ito na, no? For the longest time, she has been our classmate here in GTG. And we are also happy today because she's with us, no? Our very own classmate, Classmate Malu Agad. She is here as the scholarship consultant of the GICC. Magandang umaga, Classmate Malu. I'm sure na-miss ka ng mga listeners and followers ng GTG. Welcome back po.
Uy, thank you. Siyempre, same here. Na-miss ko kayong lahat. Magandang umaga, Classmate Ralph, Classmate Renz. Siyempre, sa mga kasama ko, no, si Miss Yuri, si Miss Jenny, at sa lahat ng listeners natin, na-miss ko sobra. No? Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat at it's always happy to be back.
Ayan, yeah, so parang last time po is parang naalala ko po is retirement nyo, no? So, andito po ulit kayo sa Go Teacher Go. So, we really missed you, ma'am, and we are happy that you are here. Welcome po sa Go Teacher Go. And of course, we are very to have Miss Yuri and Ma'am Jenny and of course, Classmate Malu. So, I'm very sure po magiging very informative ang episode natin ngayon. And hopefully po, marami ang makapanood. So, let's share this episode to our social media accounts para po malaman nila na ito ay isang magandang pagkakataon para maka-avail sila ng scholarship grants from Embassy of Japan. And marami pa lang scholarship grants ang ino-offer ng Japanese government for Filipinos. Pero siguro tinatanong nyo, pwede ba ako mag-apply? So mabuti po ay umpisahan na nating tanungin si Ma'am Yuri Mukaigawa bilang in charge sa scholarship program na ating pag-uusapan. Ma'am Yuri Mukaigawa, who can apply for the Japanese scholarship grants?
Okay, well, generally, the program is open to all the Filipinos who are interested in pursuing their undergraduate and graduate studies in Japan. We also have a program for elementary and high school teachers for our one-year training in Japan. So, generally, the applicant must have good academic standing, good physical and mental health, and with genuine interest in Japanese culture and language.
Ayun, so for elementary and high school teachers po pala itong scholarship grant na ino-offer ng Japan, no? So, one-year training in Japan. So, napaka-interesting nitong scholarship na to, and I'm very interested to apply as well. So, myself is very interested. So, tingnan nga natin, classmate Ralph. I bet you are also interested, no? So, first, good academic standing. Tingin mo ba, pasok ka dito, classmate Ralph?
Nako, classmate Renz. I would like to believe, no? Check!
Ayan, so good academic standing, good physical and mental health. So, kamusta ka naman dyan, Ralph?
Ito, classmate Renz, nag-exercise, nag-diet.
Para sa scholarship. Oo, para sa
scholarship.
And lastly, genuine interest in Japanese culture and language. So, okay ka ba dyan?
Nako, check na check dyan, classmate Renz.
Yeah, so ako, I would really love to study and learn also about Japan's culture and also language. And so I think they are very rich in their history and culture. So many Filipinos really want to go to Japan. So, co-classmate Ralph, do you have any other questions about the qualifications?
Right. Tama ka dun, classmate Renz, no? Parang itong magandang opportunity to, it's like hitting two birds in one stone, no? Na parang you're also learning your specialization and at the same time, you're immersing yourself to Japanese culture. At I'm sure, no, maraming Filipinos ang magkaka-interesa, magiging interested, rather, dito sa scholarship opportunity. I'd like to ask, no, Miss Yuri, are there any other qualifications that the applicants need to meet in order to apply?
Yes, depending on the category they intend to apply.
Right. So, may we know what are these scholarship categories?
Okay. There are six different scholarship categories offered every year, which prospective applicants can apply. The teacher training, research category, undergraduate studies, Japanese studies, College of Technology, and special training. So applicants can choose any category which interests them most. So at this moment, we are accepting applicants for teacher training and Japanese studies. It's open now.
Wow. So this episode is really timely for teacher training and Japanese studies. So before we talk more about these two programs, the teacher training and Japanese studies, can you please give us a brief description of each of the six categories?
Yeah, sure. So first, we have research category. So research category, that in this category, applicants go to Japan and then pursue their master's degree, master's and doctor's degree in Japan. So, and then, and this is the maximum 5 years course. And then the next category is the teacher training category, which is application is open right now. So in this category, so the teacher should study 6 months first, the Japanese language. And then after that, they will officially enroll in the Japanese university and then study about their teaching method, how to teach effectively in schools, like that in Japanese university for 1 year. And then about the undergraduate, this is the student applicants must be at least 17 years old and then maximum age is 24 years old. So students can pursue their bachelor's degree in Japanese university, then maximum 5 years study period in Japan. And then next is the Japanese studies category. And this is for the category that is currently studying in Japan studies department in the Philippine University. So the students should go. Students will go to the Japanese university and then study about the Japanese studies in Japan. This is a 1 year program, diploma program. And then next two category is also the diploma program, College of Technology, and then special training college student. This is for the the applicants must be at least 17 years old, and then there must be under 24 years old. So it depends on the category. Depends on the category that, like, how many years you will study and then what you will study. But generally, the major, what you want to study, is you can choose after you when you apply, you can choose what major you want to study, what you want to study in Japan. So this is a very wide study opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Ma'am Yuri, for that. I think it's really a wide opportunity. You have many scholarship categories. As I mentioned, you have six categories for the Japanese scholarship grants. So I'm very much interested, of course, in the scholarship categories in which I belong. And as a teacher, I think many listeners or viewers interested in this scholarship category as well. So I would just like to ask, what are the requirements in the teacher training category?
For the teacher training, the applicants must have at least 5 years experience in the school. The school means from elementary school to high school. So not the professors in the university.
Okay, so I think, Ralph, do you have teaching experience para makapasa ka dito sa scholarship na to?
Right. That's right, classmate Renz. I think some teachers would also like to ask, no, how about for those who have 5 years experience but they don't have a teaching license? Just for example, can they still apply for these scholarship opportunities, Ma'am Yuri? Or is a teaching license required for you to apply for a scholarship opportunity?
Classmate Malu, right? I think classmate you can answer Malu. That question.
Okay. For those, it's a requirement that you have at least 5 years of teaching experience. So, dapat meron ka ng experience sa pagtuturo ng 5 years in the elementary and high school level, whether you are a public school or private school teacher. Yan, pwede yun. Ngayon, palagay ko mas interesado kayo kasi like, hindi naman kayo classroom teacher, no? But you are already in the teacher training institution. If you are already in the teacher training institution for at least 5 years, I go, pwede na kayo mag-apply.
So, pwede po pala.
Of course,
so,
over and above, madami pa rin iba. Oh, okay, which maybe later I can discuss, ano?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I think you can elaborate on that later. Yeah. No? But looking at qualification for the teacher training, ayan, so dapat ang level of study mo graduate school level, so hindi pwede dito yung undergrad. Of course, you have to be a teacher to be qualified for the scholarship, no?
Yes, but not, what do you mean? Hindi, kailangan lang at college graduate ka na nagtuturo ka. Yun yung importante doon. You have 5 years of teaching experience. Yan yung pinaka-importante doon sa mga qualifications.
I think classmate Ralph, you have other questions?
Right. Naisip ko lang, classmate Renzo. So if, for example, natapos mo yung program na yon, are there obligations, no, or may commitments ba after completing the program? Kunwari, no, may return of service ba ito?
Miss Jen, sagutin ko lang yung sa teacher training at least, no. Wala kasi kayong binding, but for the teacher training, kailangan babalik ka. Babalik ka dapat dun sa school mo para magturo. Kailangan i-share mo yung napag-aralan mo. Mm-mm. So you have to go back. So in other words, kailangan active teacher ka at nandun ka pa rin sa pag-alis mo, may trabaho ka pa, nagtuturo ka pa. At pagbalik mo, mag-share ka ng natutunan mo. Yun.
Okay, so...
So in your case, for example, kailangan sa, halimbawa, nasa teacher training institution ka, di pagkatapos mo, balik ka sa teacher training institution mo. Mm-hmm. Ano siya? Yan yeah, so, yung pinaka-passion mo.
While we are talking about the teacher training research, teacher training category, I have a question, Ma'am Yuri. So, how long will be the stay in Japan? So, what is the duration of this scholarship?
Okay, so after they are selected as a scholar, the student will study in Japan. First half a year is the Japanese language course. So they will only learn about Japanese language. Then after that, they have the 1 year program in university. So 1.5 years in total.
Oh, okay. So I think many applicants are worried about this because as of now, I think they still do not know about the Japanese language. So it's really good, Ma'am Yuri, that you mentioned that there will be time for them to study the Japanese language. So there will be half a year in which they will be studying the Japanese language. For example, ako po, natututo lang ako ng Japanese words sa panonood ng anime, sa Japanese dramas, Japanese movies. And just recently, I watched Studio Ghibli film, which is really good. I really enjoyed that. So those are just the times that I learned about the Japanese language. But specifically for this training, there will be time for them to study Japanese. So I think it's ang galing. So it's really sugoy. Ayan. So maganda pala dito. So kasama yung pag-aaral ng Japanese language. And about the Japanese studies student, I think there are also interested applicants as well. So you mentioned that the Japanese studies is open. So what are the requirements or qualifications? Can you talk about this program?
So in this program, students will study in Japan, Japanese mm-hmm. university. So this is without any Japanese language course. So the applicants must at least Japanese proficiency that they can understand the Japanese class in the university.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. So
there's no any like a limitation of like the JLPT's exam, but as long as we can understand their Japanese proficiency level during our interview, it's okay. We can understand. They can go on their in Japanese university. Mm. And then this is only open for the Japanese studies students.
Oh, okay. So I think I also have one important question because will the classes be taught in Japanese or it will be taught in English or both?
So during the class, the class will be Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the importance mm-hmm. of learning Japanese in the half a year duration. So you should really know how to speak Japanese and to understand Japanese as well. Okay, so thank you so much, Ma'am Yuri. I think there are a lot of questions, but we will accommodate that later. Pero as of now, marami ng mga kasagutan na napunta sa aking isip. No? Ikaw, classmate Ralph, do you think mag-a-apply ka sa scholarship na to?
Actually, ganun din ng classmate rin. So, pero glimpse pa lang yun, ano? We'll go with, the details later on as we go along, of course, with our episode for today. Of course, syempre, classmate rin, interesting yung nung usapan natin, ano? Lalo na yung Japanese language. I'm sure na maraming Filipinos are very much into the Japanese culture, no? Not just the language, but the food, yung films, the music. So magandang opportunity to really, sabi ko nga kanina, immerse themselves into the Japanese culture. Mamaya, classmate Rins, excited ako kung ano pa yung mga qualifications at ano yung selection process sa pag-apply sa programs na ito.
Ayan, so sa mga merong good academic standing, good physical and mental health, and genuine interest in Japanese culture and language, pwedeng-pwede po kayong mag-apply dito sa teacher training scholarship. And also, tingnan nyo rin po yung ibang categories, yung anim na categories. Okay, so ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
Sarika!
Go, teacher, go!
At nagbabalik po ang ating programa, ang Go Teacher Go. And of course, we still have here our resource persons from the Embassy of Japan in the Philippines. Of course, Ma'am Yuri Mukaigawa. Hello, ma'am. Can you greet our listeners again?
Magandang umaga po sa inyo lahat, listeners.
Yeah, so good morning as well, Ma'am Yuri. And of course, Ma'am Jenny, hello po.
Hello po once again to everybody.
Ayan. And of course, our former classmate, yan, si Miss Malu.
Hello ulit. Stay put kayo. Madami pa kayong dapat abangan.
Ayan, madaming dapat abangan at marami pang dapat matutunan. So classmate Ralph, ano yung mga napulot mo sa segment natin kanina?
Ayun, classmate Renz, no? Kanina nga ay na-discuss ni Ma'am Yuri yung 6 scholarship categories na ino-offer ng Japanese government. Ito nga yung research, yung teacher training, yung undergraduate studies, Japanese studies, College of Technology, and yung special training natin. At kanina, classmate Renz, sama ba na pag-usapan natin na may libreng Japanese language course itong mga sessions na ito? Tama ba yung classmate Renz?
Yes, tama classmate Ralph. And sabi nga kanina ni Ma'am Yuri na ito ay gagawin mo for half a year. Gusto ko lang pong i-clarify. So ito po ba ay sa teacher training lang or pati po sa ibang scholarship categories? I think Ma'am Jenny, you can answer po yung question.
Yes, oo. I-clarify ko lang na yung itong Japanese language training muna no, na 6 months, ito ay para sa lahat ng category. Of course, hindi na to except the Japanese studies program kasi kailangan, di ba, sabi nga ni classmate Yuri kanina, kailangan fluent ka na sa Japanese. But for the other 5 categories, pwede pa po, ito ay kinakailangan sa kanila para maintindihan nila yung klase nila. And then, of course, makapag-prepare din sila ng kanilang research no in Japanese.
Ayun. So, lahat pala ay merong Japanese, mag-aaral talaga silang Japanese language. No? So, thank you for that clarification, Ma'am Jenny. And so, Ma'am Yuri, I would like to ask. So, if the our teachers or anyone are interested to apply for this scholarship, is there an application fee?
Yes, the application fee is free. And then this scholarship is the full scholarship. It's not the partial scholarship. And then we do not ask for any application fee. Everything is free.
Wow, so everything is free for this scholarship. So ano pang hinihintay nyo? No? So effort lang talaga ang kailangan and mag-apply. Ayan, so that's really good to hear. No? So thanks for that info, Ma'am Yuri. And I'm really tempted to apply for this scholarship kasi mukhang magandang opportunity talaga siya. So, as a consultant for the scholarship classmate Malu, no, kailan po pwedeng mag-apply for our interested applicants?
Okay. Gusto ko lang idagdag classmate Renz na lahat ng programa or category ay ino-offer every year. Kaya yung mga classmate at guro natin na nakikinig ay maaring abangan taon-taon ang mga scholarship grants na ito. At katulad ng nasabi kanina ni classmate Ma'am Yuri, no? Timing itong teacher training timing ang episode na ito para sa teacher training at Japanese studies. Open na kasi ang application at ang deadline ay sa February 9, sa Friday.
Tama, the deadline is on February 9.
Yun. Actually, tamang-tama sa mga listeners na guro dahil itong teacher training program ay para sa, gaya na nabanggit ko kanina, no? Para sa elementary at high school teachers, sa public at private schools, at staff ng mga teacher training institutions gaya ng NISMED. At hindi lang para sa science and math, hindi lang para sa science and math teachers, pero sa lahat ng subject areas. Kaya ano pa hinahintay nyo? Apply na!
So, ano pa nga bang hinihintay natin? No? So, pwede pa lang mag-apply kasi hindi lang siya for science and mathematics teachers. So, sabi na ni Ms. Malu, lahat ng subject areas ay merong scholarship grant na naghihintay para sa inyo. So, ang deadline is February 9. So, may time pa para mag-ayos ng requirements at mag-apply. And since ang marami po sa mga taga-subaybay natin ay mga guro, ayan. So, pag-usapan po natin itong tungkol sa teacher training program. And I think we already emphasized about this program a while ago. So, nabanggit po kanina ng general qualification para makapag-apply sa program na ito ay yung good academic standing, physical and mental health dapat okay, and the interest, genuine interest in Japanese culture and language. And specifically po for the teacher training program, are there any other qualifications that we need to know, classmate Malu?
Oo, meron pa yung mga ano diyan, mga dapat sundan na. Unang-una, ito ay open para sa lahat ng Filipino citizen. Remember, yeah. Dapat ang citizenship mo Filipino, no?
Okay, tapos, dapat Pinoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pinoy na Pinoy. Mm-hmm. At dapat pagpasok mo sa program below 35 years of age ka. Alam ko kayong dalawa, in kayo dito kasi below 35, no? In other words, dapat ipinanganak ka on or after April 2, 1989. Yun yung tamang dates para mag-qualify ka. Tapos gaya ng nabanggit ko kanina, dapat ay meron ka ng at least 5 years of teaching experience in the primary or secondary schools sa pagtuturo as of October 1, 2024. So dapat nakalimang taon ka na nung experience na pagpatak ng October 1, 2024. Usually kasi October yung time na umaalis yung mga grantees natin. At syempre kaya din ang nabanggit ko, dapat ay currently employed ka as a teacher in an elementary or secondary school, private or public. Elementary and secondary lang ha, hindi kasali ang universities, teachers, professors, hindi kasali yun.
Ayan, so ulitin ko lang po no, para malinaw po sa ating mga listeners and viewers. First, you have to be a Filipino citizen. Pangalawa, dapat pinanganak ka born on or after April 2, 1989. So, hindi lang pwede na, okay, 35 years old ako, dapat pinanganak ka rin after or ang birthday mo ay April 2, 1989. So, yan yung pangalawa na qualification. Pangatlo, dapat ay meron kang 5 years, at least 5 years of teaching experience in primary or secondary schools as of, ito mahalaga din to, October 1, 2024. So, please consider that kasi October, sabi ni Ms. Malu, October umaalis ang mga successful applicants. So mamaya malalaman natin paano ka magiging successful applicant. Siyempre may application process. And yung pang-apat na binanggit ni ni Teacher Malu, ayan, currently employed as a teacher in an elementary or secondary school, public or private. So bawal ang pang-tertiary level, no? So dapat elementary or secondary school. Pero classmate Malu, may nabanggit po tayo kanina, no, na kung hindi ka naman teacher, pero nagwo-work ka sa isang teacher training institution, ay pwede kang mag-apply. Pwede kang mag-apply for this scholarship. So, tatanong ko po, classmate Malu, so, how does it work po? Paano po kapag you are a worker or employee of a teacher training institution, are you required, or I mean, are you good to apply for this scholarship?
Oo naman, kasi as a staff of a teacher training institution, you are expected naman to do trainings din, di ba?
Mm-mm. Ah, right. Opo. So that's a really good reason po, no? So this is a good training to enhance your skills as you work in a teacher training institution. Ms. Malu, may iba po bang qualification pa?
Well, gaya nung nabanggit na kanina, dapat nga ay may interest ka sa Japanese culture and language. Yan. Masaya mag-aral ng Japanese language for 6 months. In fact, kung pagbubutihin mo, ang laking factor 'yon personally sa'yo, sa iyo sa academic achievements mo, ganun, professional work mo. Maganda, napakaganda ng scholarship grants na ito para sa mga teachers.
And classmate, Malu, tatanong ko lang po, magtuturo po ba sa'yo ng Japanese language ay Japanese professor?
May ano yan, may program sila for 6 months, may mga level ng Japanese. It's a formal training, classroom setting, hindi yung nagtuturo lang anywhere.
Yes,
merong formal program for that.
Graded ka po ba dun, classmate Malu?
Of course.
So may pass or fail?
Opo. Well, wala namang in-expect na bumabagsak at wala pa namang bumagsak. Oo. Palaging pabor yun sa mga estudyante.
Ayun. So, talagang helpful po itong scholarship na to. No? So, ulitin ko lang din po na sa darating na February 9 ang deadline. Kaya dapat ma-submit on or before the said date ang inyong requirements or yung application documents nyo. Ayan, Classmate Ralph.
Tama ka dyan, Classmate Renz. No? Nakakatuwa yung usapan ngayon, no? Yung mga experiences din ni Ma'am Malu bilang dating scholar din po siya, no? Ng program, ng teacher training program na ito. Again, February 9, Classmate Renz. Malapit na malapit na, no? So, siguro after manood ng GTG, dapat nagda-draft na ng mga application requirements, no? Kung gusto or interested sila mag-apply sa program na ito. Gusto kong tanungin naman si Teacher Jenny, no? Kunwari natapos na po, no, i-prepare yung mga requirements, paano naman po isusubmit ito sa inyo?
Yes, maraming salamat sa katanungan na yan. O, so pag nakumpleto na ang lahat ng requirements, maaari na itong ilagay sa isang envelope, no? So lahat ng applications, kasi ilang kopya yon na nakalagay doon, isang envelope lang ilalagay and then maaari na pong ipadala sa Embassy of Japan. Makikita po yung address doon sa aming sa website. Maaari po itong padala sa mga courier, no? Yung courier services po. So alam na natin yung courier services, hindi ko na po babanggitin ang kanilang pangalan. And at saka yung mga nagde-deliver po ng mga nakamotor. Yan, yung same day delivery na tinatawag. Pwede po nilang ipakipadala doon. Tapos kung gusto rin naman nilang dalhin personally, pwede rin naman po nilang ihatid mismo sa aming opisina sa Embassy of Japan. So makikita po nila yung instructions how to send doon po sa website ng Embassy of Japan.
Ayan, so clear pala kasi meron ding pwedeng sundan sa website itong application na for the scholarship, no? So, ayan. So, pwedeng ipadala through courier service at pwede rin pumunta mismo personally sa embassy.
Right.
Ayan.
Pero gusto ko rin matanong, no, Classmate Reds, kasi pinag-uusapan natin yung submission. Pero ano po ba yung mga general na requirements needed? May form po ba ito? Saan po ba ito makukuha ang mga form na ito? May essay po ba? Kasi usually, no, pag scholarship programs, ang alam ko, pinapagawa ng essay. Ma'am Jenny?
Ah, yes. Oh, mabuti na lang at natanong mo yan. yung application form, pwede na po siyang i-download sa aming website. At meron din po doon ilang katanungan. Siyempre, ano yung gusto mong pag-aralan sa Japan? So, katulad ni Ma'am Malus, siya ay nag-focus yata noon sa audiovisual. Kasi nung siya ay nasa NISMED, part siya ng audiovisual group. So, doon siya nag-focus. So, kung anong gusto nung pag-aralan nung teacher, no, or nung estudyante sa Japan. Like for the teacher training, pwedeng classroom management or kung paano ituro ang isang concept na ganoon. Tapos so kailangan niya magpadala ng parang sort of a research proposal and paano niya ito gagawin sa Japan at ano nga yung topic na gusto niyang gawin at pag-aralan sa Japan. So, nandun po lahat yan sa application form. Yun.
Ayan, so kailangan lang talaga nilang tingnan yung application form, no? So, yun nga, nabanggit ni classmate Jenny kanina na si Miss Malu, since nasa audiovisual group siya dati, tungkol doon yung kanyang research proposal. Ikaw ba, classmate Ralph, meron ka bang something that you have in mind na any idea?
Actually, classmate Renz, nag-interesado ako doon sa kinuha ni Ma'am Malu. Siguro maganda dyan, no? Tanungin natin si Ma'am Malu yung tips, no? Yung techniques. Paano nga ba makakasungkit, no, ng isang slot para sa mga scholarships na ito, no? Siguro mamaya ikukwento yun ni Ma'am Malu, di ba classmate Renz?
Mm-mm, no. So alam ko nga kasi nabanggit sa akin to ni classmate Malu nung chair ko pa siya sa audiovisual group. So nagkukwento sa akin si classmate Maluna, siya isang scholarship ng Embassy of Japan in the Philippines. So kinukwento niya sa akin na nagkaroon siya ng teacher training. Tapos parang ang saya ng experience niya kasi tama ba classmate Malu, pumunta ka sa ni ano ba yun, yung broadcasting na company
NHK.
NHK.
Oo. Mm-hmm. nyo kasi pag nandun ka na, nag-open ang door sa lahat ng opportunities. So, bali, sige ka lang ng aral, sige ka lang ng trabaho. So, ang dami mong exposure. Yung teacher training kasi madaming opportunities yun. Kanina na-mention yung tungkol sa language, di ba? Meron ka ng six months. Yung culture, meron mga homestay program doon. Tapos, meron, well, during our time, meron din kami opportunity na mag-skiing. O, di ba? Wala namang snow sa atin, ha? O, di ba? Naging champion pa ako sa women's division.
Wow!
Pero dalawa lang kami ng Indonesian naglaban. Ayun. So, may mga ganun. Tapos may mga opportunities na nagpupunta kayo sa mga schools. So may ano immersion, ano? So nakakahalubilo mo mga teachers tsaka yung mga local students at may mga opportunities na nakaka-attend kayo ng mga conferences, seminars, both local and international. Napakaganda ng oportunidad. Talagang pagbalik mo punong-puno ka ng kaalaman.
So part talaga ng training yung pag-enjoy. Ayan, nag-ski si Miss Malu. Ayan, nag-tournament pa nga si Miss Malu about skiing.
Diba? Champion, women's division.
Parang hindi ko nakita sa resume niyo yun, classmate Malu, no? Champion pala kayo sa skiing.
Alam mo, classmate rin, dun sa kwento ni Ma'am Malu, parang may opportunity din talaga makapag-network, no? Sa iba pang mga educators, not only dito sa Pilipinas, pero dun sa, sabi nga ni Ma'am Malu, sa iba pang teacher, sa ibang bansa, no? So yung best practices ay na-adapt mo rin at hopefully ay na-apply mo rin dito pagbalik sa Pilipinas.
At saka matagtag ko, dapat madami kayong baon na all about our culture. Kasi may mga opportunities na makakakolaborate ninyo mga Japanese's paglutuin kayo ng ano pinakasikat na adobo, yung ganun. Meron ding times, oo, na ita... Well, during our time, ano, nagkaroon pa nga ako ng chance na mag-guest sa isang local radio station. Yun. Tapos ikikwento mo yung kultura natin dito. So, ganun mga sharing. Mag-enjoy ka. Yun. Tapos, ang pinakamaganda doon, yung research proposal mo, talagang meron kayong opportunities ng advisor mo na mag-discuss. So, yung dating proposal mo ay mapapalali mo pa yun. At mga unexpected learnings na iuwi mo, napakaganda.
Ayan, so parang nakaka-excite talaga mag-aral sa Japan, no? So parang feeling ko hindi na, kasi di ba karaniwan iniisip ng iba, pag nag-aaral ka, nakaka-stress. Pero kung isipin mo na sa Japan ka nag-aaral and ang daming opportunities for growth, ayan, for learning. So it's really good for our mga classmates na nakikinig sa atin ngayon na makapag-apply dito sa scholarship na ito. Hindi lang sa teacher training, no? Pati doon sa ibang research, ibang scholarship categories. So ayan, so na-discuss na sa atin ni na Ma'am Yuri, Ma'am Jenny, and Ma'am Malu yung mga ibang requirements, yung specific qualifications, and also yung application process. And so para mas magkaroon sila ng detalye dito, pwede nilang tingnan yung website at mamaya ay mas pag-uusapan natin yan. Okay, so ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Go, teacher, go!
Ayan, at nagbabalik po tayo dito sa Go, Teacher, Go at nasa huling parte na po tayo ng ating programa. Ang title po ng episode natin ngayon ay Let's Study in Japan. Ayan, so sa lahat ng interesadong matuto ng Japanese culture, Japanese language, or ayan, sa mga specializations nyo na gusto nyong i-major, marami po tayong scholarship categories na naghihintay sa inyo. So mag-apply lang po tayo. But currently, kagaya po nang na-mention kanina, ang open pa lamang po ay ang teacher training at ang Japanese studies. Ayan, at ang kanila pong deadline ay sa February 9. So alamin po natin, no, sa website nila yung qualifications. At ito po ay nabanggit na rin namin kanina. So kapag interested po kayo mag-apply, just search for their website at makikita nyo po doon ang requirements and qualifications which were discussed earlier. So, ayan, Classmate Ralph, ano ba yung specific qualifications para ma-refresh ang ating mga tagapanood?
Ayun, Classmate Renz, no? Sa teacher training, sabi nga kanina, Filipino citizen, Number one, born on or after April 2, 1989. Tas dapat may 5 years of teaching experience in primary or secondary schools only. Bawal yung university or tertiary. Mm-hmm. Of course, currently employed ka dapat as a teacher in an elementary or secondary school. And syempre, classmate Renz, dapat may interest ka rin, no, sa Japanese culture. Pero classmate Renz, kanina na natanong na rin to natin na after ng program na ito, no, may return of service, tama ba, na ibibigay or render ka, no? Pero matanong lang po, no, paano kapag hindi mo na-accomplish or hindi ka nakapag-return of service? Okay? Ano po ba yung mangyayari? Tanungin natin si Ma'am Jenny.
Yes, o nga, no? Parang nag-aral ka sa Japan. Correct. Tapos mag-return of service ka. Tapos hindi ka nakapag-return service. So, Ma'am Jenny, paano na po yun?
Ayan, o. Yung sa aking, ano, yung pag hindi nakabalik, ang isang teacher or yung scholar sa dito sa Pilipinas, maari siyang pagbayarin sa lahat ng ginastos sa kanya or nagastos ba ang tawag doon or naibigay sa kanya doon sa scholarship benefits. Plus of course, because I am not sure kung yung school niya ay pinayagan siya, of course, malamang study leave yon with pay. So, kailangan din niyang ibalik lahat yun kung hindi man siya makakabalik dito sa Pilipinas para mag-return service. So, kaya kinakailangan bumalik po ang yung teacher para syempre, hindi na siya magbayad at saka para naman ma-share niya yung kanyang experience sa kanyang mga natutunan sa Japan. Diba? Yun.
And so kung susunod ka lang talaga dun sa parang yung agreement dito sa scholarship na to ay hindi ka magkakaroon ng problema kasi madali lang naman talagang sundan, di ba, classmate Ralph?
Tama ka dyan, classmate Renz. At saka lagi naman natin sinasabi, no, para sa bata, para sa bayan. So ito na yung pamamaraan mo na makapag-contribute to nation building through whatever you have learned in Japan. Pero syempre, no, classmate Renz, I'm sure very interested din yung mga teachers malaman, what's the application or the screening process like? Alright, let's ask Ma'am Yuri.
So about the application process, there are two tracks that the applicants can choose from. Through the embassy or the applicant may apply directly to the university. We call it university recommendation. However, for the Japanese studies, College of Technology and Research programs, the applicants may also apply through the university track.
Ayun, so may dalawang tracks pala. So can you explain more about this embassy recommendation? In the university recommendation, Ma'am Yuri.
Okay, sure. So during the embassy recommendation is like this. So applicants must submit all their documents, requirements to embassy, to us, JICC. So we accept all the documents. Then after we finish the document screening, we will invite the applicant to the written exam to here in the embassy. So after that, after they pass it, we will invite the applicant to the interview exam. It will also, we will also have it in the embassy. Also this year, we will have the exam and then interview in double consulate. So after that, after they all pass the interview exam and exam, we will recommend your name, the applicant's name, to the Japan. Next means the Ministry of Education in Japan. So we will submit all the documents to Tokyo. Then next we'll make the final decision in Tokyo. So it's a kind of long process, like a half a year.
I have a question regarding this process, Ma'am Yuri. So, if you do not pass the document screening, you would not be invited for the examination.
That's right.
Okay, and if you do not pass the examination, you will not be invited for the interview.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, okay. So, thank you for that answer to the question. No? So, I have another question. No? So, you mentioned about the Davao Consulate. Did I hear it right?
Yes, this year, Davao Consulate is very cooperative to us. Then they are accepting the exam and then interview exam for the teacher training category.
Oh, okay. So they can have their exam and the interview there and also in the embassy in Japan. I think it's in Manila, right? I'm not
yes.
sure where.
Yes, yes. It's in Pasay City, Manila.
Ah, okay. So the embassy of Japan is in Pasay City, Manila. Okay. So there will be the exam and the interview will both be located at those locations. Okay. So thank you for explaining to us about the embassy recommendation. How about the other recommendation? What's that again?
The other one is the university recommendation. Mm-hmm. So this is for the one. University is the directly accepting the application form from the directly from the applicants. So the applicants should submit all the documents to university. Then university is the one to finish all the document screening and then interview, exam, everything. Then decide their recommended names. Then they will submit the recommended names to Ministry of Education. So that's very different. We don't really touching about this process.
Yes. So for the university recommendation, the universities are much more responsible about this. So they are the one that conduct the screening process, right?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
So I do not know if this is a valid question, but do you think between the two of these recommendations, is there a harder way, or is the embassy recommendation is the harder way to apply or to be accepted in the scholarship? So can you enlighten us more on this?
Difficult to compare those process because the university recommendation is based on the usually based on the how can I say, like an agreement between the laboratory. So it's very limited opportunity, I think. But the embassy recommendation, it's very open to the public.
But I think if you applied for the university recommendation, the university that you want to be studying in, you will get it if you pass the exam or the screening process, right?
Yes.
Yan. So, kailangan talagang i-navigate, tingnan ng mabuti ng mga applicants natin kung saan silang track or dito kung saan recommendation sila mag-a-apply. Ang question ko naman po about these two tracks is to Miss Malu bilang nakapasa na siya before dito sa recommendation. Miss Malu, saan po kayo nag-apply? Anong track po yung kinuha nyo?
Through the embassy ako nag-apply. Through the embassy.
Mahirap po ba, ma'am, ang examination?
Ano kasi... Ang teacher training naman talagang through the embassy ka mag-a-apply. Yung ibang courses like research and the undergrad, yun. Talagang kung gusto mo talaga na may specific university ka in mind, okay lang yun. Pero gaya ng na-mention kanina ni Miss Yuri, mas parang medyo limited yung slots. Mas open ang through the embassy.
Yeah, so thank you for that po, no? So ang tatanong ko naman po ay kung meron na pong mga previous scholars na napadala sa Japan, right now po, have you sent that many scholars to Japan na po, Ma'am Yuri?
Yes, yes. We have a lot. Actually, the Japanese government scholarship has a long history and have been offered Filipino since 1954. So since then, we have had more than 4,000 Filipino scholars. And then if you say annually, about 60 to 80 Filipinos going to Japan as scholars.
Dito po, in the 60 to 80 Filipinos that go to Japan as scholars, how many of these scholars are the teacher training scholars? So ilan po yung makakapasa? How many will pass the scholarship program for the teacher training?
Sorry, we cannot say the number, exact number.
Okay. So hindi pala no, pero ang rough count dito sa number of scholars sa Japan ay 60 to 80 Filipinos per year annually. Ayan. So ang dami pa rin, no, 60 to 80 Filipinos ang makakapasa. At isa nga si Classmate Malu. So I think it would be really helpful kung makakapag-share si Classmate Malu tungkol dito sa scholarship, no? Classmate Malu, do you have any tips para sa mga nanonood at nakikinig na gustong mag-apply sa Japanese Government Scholarship Program?
Okay. Para sa lahat ng applicants, no? Basahing mabuti ang guidelines at sunding mabuti ang mga instructions. Remember, reading is the key to a successful application. Dagdag pa dito, dapat sagutan ng mabuti ang application form, ibigay ang mga information na hinihingi. Huwag kayong basta sagot ng sagot lang. Namnamin ninyo kung ano yung hinihinging information. Kasi bawat item na sinasagot nyo, bawat item dun sa bawat information na binibigay nyo ay binabasang mabuti ng committee, no? Tapos paghandaan ng exam at interview, syempre dapat relax lang, huwag kakabahan during the exam and interview. At ang iba kasi parang minsan may mga applicants na parang expectations nila makakapasa sila. Kaso pag inunahan ng kaba, alam mo na. So dapat relax lang, ano? At sa mga teacher trainee naman, meron kasi kayong research study na gagawin. So ano 'yon? Dapat aralin yung mabuti, pag-isipang mabuti dahil malaking bahagi ito ng screening portion. Malaking percentage, whether nasa teacher training ka or sa research grant, malaking bahagi yung research proposal. So hanggat maaari, mabuting ma-explain nyo kung ano ba talaga ang gusto nyong aralin sa Japan, bakit kailangan doon nyo gawin. Baka naman yung pinopropose nyo pang Pilipinas lang. So may mga ganun. Pag-isipan yung mabuti yung inyong research proposal. Yan ay applicable both sa research student at saka sa teacher training. Ano, dapat maklaro, malinaw ano ang nais nyong gawin sa Japan. At mas mabuti, maja-justify nyo yung bakit sa Japan nyo dapat gagawin yung research proposal nyo. At pinakamaganda kung ikaw ay hindi, kung, di ba normally yung mga teacher training, ang pag-aaralan nila, paano ituro yung subject na itunuturo nila. Sa iba naman, mabuti ding tingnan kung yung pag-aaralan ninyo ay paano makakatulong sa trabahong ginagawa nyo ngayon. Sa ikabubuti ng Pilipinas, ng Japan, o ng both countries. Yung mga tipong ganun. Basta, number one, basahing mabuti. Magbasa. At right. Sagutang mabuti ang information sheet. Okay?
Right. Maraming salamat, Ma'am Malu. Ano? Napaka-useful po ng mga tips na yon. At hindi yun madali, no? Kasi kailangan mo rin mag-reflect, eh. Kailangan mo rin mag-reflect kung ano ba yung mga strengths mo at saka yung weaknesses. At the same time, kung ano ba talaga yung purpose mo at bakit Japan? Bakit Japan yung napili mo na country para mag-apply ng scholarship opportunities na ito? How about Ma'am Yuri? Let's ask Ma'am Yuri about some tips regarding, you know, the application process. Ma'am Yuri?
Okay. So, application tips. So the applicants, I think applicants must have the right concrete ideas, purpose, what they want to study in the Japan. So going to Japan must not be the purpose, you know. So they must have the clear vision of the future, both during the study in Japan and after finishing study in Japan.
Right, so it has to be on a deeper level, a deeper purpose. Pero matanong lang po, no, kasi na-mention kanina, February 9 yung deadline ng teacher training and Japanese studies. Ang mamaliw siguro, ask ko na rin po, no, kailangan po ba yung application period sa iba pang grants katulad ng research and undergraduate studies?
Okay, gaya ng nabanggit ko kanina, every year ino-offer to, no? So nauna na ngayon yung meron na tayong deadline for teacher training and Japanese studies. All the others like yung research, undergrad studies, specialized training, College of Technology, yun ay aabangan nila. Aabangan nila yon, pero usually nag-open yung application ay April to May at ang deadline ay May. So dapat lang ay nakaabang sila lagi sa website ng embassy. Dapat mamaya sasabihin ni Miss Jenny, no? Mas mabuti yatang i-mention ni Ma'am Jenny na kung saan nila dapat makita, saan ipinupost yung mga deadlines for application. Yun.
Oo nga po. Ma'am Jenny, saan po ba namin makikita pa yung iba pang details, no? Or gusto nila balikan itong mga requirements na ito? May website po ba or Facebook page po tayong pwedeng puntahan, Ma'am Jenny?
Maybe Ma'am Malu can answer for me. Sorry po.
Sige, I'll get it na lang. Ang Embassy of Japan kasi may Facebook account, no? So, search lang nila yon sa Embassy of Japan in the Philippines. At nakapost lahat doon. Pati consultation date, mga gusto magpa-advise, ipinopost lagi sa Facebook ng Embassy of Japan. Ngayon, for the complete details, search yung Embassy of Japan in the Philippines under culture and education and culture. Yan, mas malalabas na yun doon. Madali nang hanapin. So makikita nyo lahat ng detalye. At gaya na na-mention ko kanina, yung mga aside from teacher training and Japanese studies, nakaabang na, abangan na nila yung all other scholarship grants. Every year, ino-offer yan. So wag ma-discourage kung this year hindi kayo naging successful. Madami pa kayong chance. Hanggat hindi pa kayo umaabot ng 35 years of age.
Yeah, so keep trying, no? And also, as mentioned by Ma'am Yuri, you have to have a clearer and deeper vision of why you want to study in Japan. Hindi pwedeng magbabaksyon ka lang dun, no? So, hindi pwede yan. Dapat meron kang goal, a clear goal of why you want to study in Japan. So, maraming salamat po sa ating resource persons. Thank you very much for your time to share about this scholarship to all our listeners and viewers. And this is really a good opportunity for us to be better teachers for our learners. And before we end, Ma'am Yuri, do you have a final message to our listeners and viewers?
I am extending my invitation to everyone to apply in any category of your interest. Japan is a safe and beautiful country. Studying in Japan provides you with not just advanced and specialized knowledge, but gives you more opportunities. It's not only learn about Japanese language and culture, but to meet new friends as well. So once again, to all our teachers out there, please send your applicants to the teacher training program as soon as possible, like classmate Maru and other classmates in NISMET who took part of the scholarship program. We hope that you may experience the joy of studying in Japan, explore new adventures, and experience the different facets of the Japanese culture. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ma'am Yuri. We really enjoyed your time here in Go Teacher Go, and I really hope that you had a fun time as well. So maybe in other episodes, you will be sharing another topic or more about Japan to us. So thank you so much, Ma'am Yuri. And Ma'am Malu, do you have any short message?
Okay, sa ating mga guro, sabi nga ay laban lang. Yun. Go, go, go na! Malaking magandang opportunity ito, so take the chance and good luck sa inyo. And by the way, last tip pala, no, nakalimutan ko, pag nagsasagot kayo sa information form, sa application form, pag sinabi doon na huwag masyadong maiksi, halimbawa tinanong na bakit gusto mo sa Japan, because it's known for its technology. Ay, hindi ganun lang ang pagsagot, elaborate nyo para mas malaki ang chance nyo na ma-consider. Yun lang, maraming salamat at maraming salamat sa pag-invite. Ay, na-miss ko talaga ang Go Teacher Go.
At na-miss ka rin po ng Go Teacher Go, classmate Malu. Ayan, muli, maraming salamat. Thank you, Ma'am Malu. Thank you, Ma'am Jenny. And thank you so much, Ma'am Yuri. Atin pong palaguin ang ating kakayahan upang mas maging mabuti tayong guro ng bayan. Muli, samahan niyo po muli kami sa isa pang episode ng Go Teacher Go at gaganapin na po yan sa Pebrero. Sana po ay natuwa kayo sa ating programa. Salamat po sa ating research persons at isa na namang makabuluhang usapan ang naibahagi namin dito sa Go Teacher Go. Yun lamang po at maraming salamat sa inyong lahat.
Ikaw ba'y guro ng math and science? Kung ganun, tara na at makinig sa programang tanging para sa'yo. Go Teacher Go! Tungkol sa mga bagong math and science teaching techniques, inain, hindi lang pang guro, pang estudyante pa. Go Teacher Go!